This program is brought to you by Emory University.
Myth number 19. Hypnosis is a unique trance state that differs in kind from wakefulness. As you sink deeper and deeper into your chair, the hypnotist drones. Your hand is getting lighter, lighter. It's rising by itself, lifting off the resting surface. You notice that your hand lifts slowly, in herky-jerky movements, in sync with his suggestions. Two more hypnotic suggestions follow, one for numbness in your hands, after which you're insensitive to painful stimulation, and another to hallucinate a cat on your lap. The cat seems so real, you want to pet it. What's going on? What you've experienced seems so extraordinary that it's easy to conclude that you must have been in a trance. Were you? The notion that a trance state, or special state of consciousness, is central to the striking effects of hypnosis traces its origins to the earliest attempts to understand hypnotic phenomena. If you associate the term mesmerized with hypnosis, it's probably because Viennese physician Franz Anton Mesmer, who lived from 1734 to 1815, provided early and compelling demonstrations of the power of suggestion to treat people who displayed physical symptoms, like paralysis, that actually stemmed from psychological factors. Mesmer believed that an invisible magnetic fluid filled the universe and triggered psychological nervous illnesses when it became imbalanced. Mesmer may have been the model for the magician of the Sorcerer's Apprentice in the 1940 Walt Disney movie Fantasia. Dressed in a flowing cape, Mesmer merely had to touch his suggestible patients with a magnetic wand for them to experience wild laughter, crying, shrieking, and thrashing about, followed by a stupor, a condition known as the crisis, he called it. The crisis became the hallmark of mesmerism, and Mesmer's followers believed it was responsible for his dramatic cures. Mesmer's theory was debunked in 1784 by a commission headed by then-American ambassador to France, Benjamin Franklin. The investigators concluded that the effects of mesmerism were due to imagination and belief, or what today we would call the placebo effect, improvement resulting from the mere expectation of improvement. Still, diehard believers continued to claim that magnetism endowed people with supernatural powers, including the ability to see without their eyes and detect disease by seeing through their skin. By the late 1800s, myths about hypnosis abounded, including the idea that hypnotized people enter a sleep-like state in which they forego their willpower, are oblivious to their surroundings, and forget what happened afterwards. The fact that the Greek prefix hypno means sleep probably helped to foster these misunderstandings. These misconceptions were widely popularized in the book Trilby in 1894, in which Svengali, whose name today connotes a ruthless manipulator, uses hypnosis to dominate an unfortunate girl, Trilby. By placing Trilby in a hypnotic trance against her will, Svengali created an alternate personality in which she performed as an operatic singer, allowing him to enjoy a life of luxury. Fast forwarding to recent times, many of the same themes play to dramatic effect in popular movies and books that portray the hypnotic trance state as so powerful that otherwise normal subjects will A, commit an assassination, the Manchurian candidate, B, commit suicide, the guard murders, C, disfigure themselves with scalding water, the hypnotic eye, D, assist in blackmail on Her Majesty's Secret Service, E, perceive only a person's internal beauty, shallow hell, F, steal, curse of the jade scorpion, and our personal favorite, G, fall victim to brainwashing by alien preachers who use messages embedded in sermons, the invasion of the space preachers. Recent survey data show that public opinion resonates with media portrayals of hypnosis. 77% of college students endorse the statement that, quote, hypnosis is an altered state of consciousness, quite different from normal waking consciousness, close quote. And 44% agree that, quote, a deeply hypnotized person is robot-like and goes along automatically with whatever the hypnotist suggests, close quote. But research refutes these widely held beliefs. Hypnotized people are by no means mindless automatons. Research shows that they can resist and even oppose hypnotic suggestions. And they won't do things during or after hypnosis that are out of character, like harming people they don't like. So Hollywood thrillers aside, Hypnosis can't turn a mild-mannered person into a cold-blooded murderer. In addition, hypnosis bears no more than a superficial resemblance to sleep because brainwave studies reveal that hypnotized people are, in fact, wide awake. What's more, people can be just as responsive to suggestions administered while they're alert and exercising on a stationary bike as they are following suggestions for sleep and relaxation. Stage hypnosis shows in which zombie-like volunteers quack like ducks or play a wicked air guitar to the music of U2 further contribute to popular stereotypes of hypnosis. But the wacky actions of people on stage aren't, in fact, due to a trance. Before the show even gets underway, the hypnotist suggests to performers how they should respond to waking suggestions. Those whose outstretched hands fall down on command when asked to imagine holding a heavy dictionary are particularly likely to be selected and invited on stage, whereas the remaining audience members usually end up just watching the show from their seats. Moreover, the hypnotized volunteers do outlandish things, largely because they feel intense pressure to respond and entertain the audience. So the next time you see a Hollywood movie in which the CIA transforms an average Joe into a sleepwalking zombie who prevents World War II by assassinating an evil dictator, be skeptical. Like most things you'll see on the big screen, hypnosis isn't quite what it appears to be.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.